Okay, we're going to go now to Perek Vov. Sounds like it's off. Yankiv, could you make sure the thing's on? Sounds like it's off. Okay, Perek Vov. I'm going to break it down to the tamtus of the inyan of this perek. I have shorter time than usual today. Try to capture the ikar machshava here. Shlomo HaMelech talks about a person's lifetime. Say in the beginning of the perek, he starts in Yehilu Dishmei Hashanim. But he doesn't have sveyus, he doesn't get satisfied. So what's it worth? Toiv mi menu anefel. So Shlomo HaMelech talks about life being empty. This really goes very much to what we discussed at the beginning, that one of the reasons why the Chachamim wanted to be goyners, they wanted to bury Sefer Koheles, because Shehoyu Dvarim Soisrim says it was unclear, the message could be unclear. Whereas many of the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, when they speak about the world, they speak about it in glorifying colors. Fakir to be nana from the world. Yerushalmi says in the end of Kedushin, that person is going to give a din v'cheshbon from whatever he saw that he could have benefited, he didn't benefit from. The Chidor, the Birkei Yosef, writes that once on Shabbos he went, lions came, they brought lions like a circus, they brought lions into town, and he never saw them before. He went on Shabbos, it talks about like Rabbi Yehudik Shabbos and this. He went to see Maaseh Hashem, and he quoted that Yerushalmi. He didn't want to come to Shemayim, they'll tell him, there were lions in your city that you could have gone to see, and had the pleasure. He didn't go see them. So, the Torah Hashkafa is definitely not that we shouldn't have pleasure from the world. It's the type of pleasure, how to experience pleasure in the world. Anytime there's an elevation, there's an inyan to have pleasure. I've dealt with somebody once when they first became frum. They said, Rabbi, I don't understand why there's always a suda. Jews are always eating. So that's a guy finishes a mesechta, you have to eat. I finished Masechta. No, let him fast for a couple of days. Oh, I'm all eating. I just was dealing with the Shamish of Chizkiyo, the Shamish from Soroya Dublitsky. So he told me, you know, he's a Talmud Muvik of his. So if Soroya is already now in the 90s, he's not a young man anymore. I went into him the first time this last trip that I was in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me he's busy being Mater Neder on a lot of his things that he used to do. So, what are the things that he did? I think he's being Mater Neder from davening, being Makbet on the Zman of the Mogen Avraham or something. He's being Mater Neder because he used to fast. I think he said the whole Chodesh Elul. Till Yom Kippur. For sure, sorry to make sure, I think he said the whole Chodesh Elul. Just during the day, he didn't fast. At night he broke his fast. So at 92, he's being Mataneda. And I get calls, you know, Shivasa Batamas, the guy, you know, he had breakfast a couple hours before. I'm feeling very hungry. Is there a head to break the fast? I said, what do you mean? That's what a fast is about. No, but I mean, it's hunger pains. I said, why don't you wake up early and eat something if you know you're teva? He said, I did. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. I got a call. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. The guy's asking me for a head to break his fast. The fast is supposed to be difficult. So if Soroya Dublitsky, fasting the whole Chodesh Elul, 92, he's being Matel Neder on his Kabbalah's Nebuch. So the fact is that whenever you finish a Masech, there's a Suda's Mitzvah. Yom Tif, you're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'samachta, Sukkos, V'samachta B'chagecha, Kol Mishlo Simcha Lo Simcha B'Yomov. Everything is a Suda, Bris Mila Suda, Pidyon HaBen Suda, Bar Mitzvah Suda, Chasla Suda, 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 Suda. There's nothing about Yiddishkeit that says that you shouldn't have anoya. Right? So, adrabe, if there was Hashem b'simcha, samachto. This morning, I was just giving Shein Rosh Hashanah. I told Oilam over a frightening Chassam Sofer. It's good that everybody should hear it. To tell you the Madrego, what the Chassam Sofer understood. I was giving Shein on the Sugi Mitzvah Slavli Honestetin. Mitzvah Slavli Honestetin. It's a Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Sugi in Sukkah, Sugi in Chulin. There's many Sugis in Shas. Mitzvah Slavli Honestetin. On a very basic level, what does Mitzvah Slavli Honestetin mean? It means that when you do a mitzvah, the hanoi that you have for doing the mitzvah is not called the hanoi. That's not called you getting pleasure, physical pleasure. And therefore, what's its application in halacha? So therefore, if you have something that's also b'hanoi, something you're not allowed to have hanoi from, you're not allowed to have pleasure from, for a mitzvah you could use it. A mitzvah is lovely, honestly. So the Rishonim explain, most of the Rishonim understand that that means that the hanoi of doing the mitzvah, that's not called the hanoi. So the Chassam Sofer comes, both in his Chidushim on Shas and Sukkah Lamed Aleph, and his Chidushim in Shas and Chulin Peites, and he says, "What's going on? Hanover mitzvah is not Hanover. Toiv loy mikol chayil mabo shachas b'toyu mitzvahs. The greatest pleasure in the world." He can't even understand what it means. Mitzvah doesn't understand. I told the Oilam, just to give you the idea who the Chassam Sofer was. He had no answer to this question. He was stuck. The Chassam Sofer got stuck. It's hard to get the Chassam Sofer stuck. The Chassam Sofer got stuck. He said, "What do you mean there's no Hanoi?" So you know Chassam Sofer's chap. This is the only way he can understand. He said, "We're dealing with, let's say, where's the sugya in Sukkah? Lulav of Avodah Zarah. Okay? Could you shake a lulav of Avodah Zarah?" The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we were doing was, you want to blow a shofar that's also b'hanoi. Says the Chassam Sofer, so you have, on the one hand, you have a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. On the one hand, you have a mitzvah of Netilas Luluf. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah not to use Avodah Zarah. So the two mitzvahs cancel each other out. That's why mitzvah is lovely, honey, isn't it? The Chassam Sofer is saying, if all there would be was a mitzvah, of course it would be lovely, isn't it? No. It's the greatest pleasure to do a mitzvah. There is no greater pleasure. I mean, I asked this kasha to my Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, when I was a kid. I asked him, "What's pshat mitzvah slavli honis?" And it was the greatest hanoi. You do a mitzvah. Who doesn't have hanoi when you do a mitzvah? It's not hanoi. What's pshat? Chassam Sofer takos, it's such a good kasha. There's no teretz. The teretz is there's hanoi also not to use doing a favor. That hanoi cancels the other hanoi. That's the only eitz that Chassam Sofer has. So when Shlomo HaMelech says everything is a bunch of hevel, and he says here that even if you have a long life and you have many children, those are things that make people happy. Right? What bracha could you give a person? The best bracha you give somebody, shav arichas yomi, shav children. Kevaldik. Zok shlema melech. Nafshay lisiz ba min ha-toivo. Toiv bimeno ha-nefo. What does this mean? What does shlema melech mean? So obviously, shlema melech is telling us something else. But you can understand, like, psukim like this is why Chazal were concerned that we won't get the message. We won't understand the message. Question is, what is the message? There's a famous medrash in Parshas Vayera, where that medrash tells us something about Hagar. We all know that Hagar wasn't such a ay-ay-ay, right? She was okay, but she wasn't so ay-ay-ay. Sorry, Menu had her thrown out. There was a good reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with Sarah. And Sarah didn't just say, "Get rid of Yishmael. Goresh Yisrael Ma'azoy, Yisvez Beno, get rid of her, get rid of the kids, get rid of the whole business." So when we learned this, Parasha Zayera, I asked the Kasha, "What's Taka Pshat?" But I asked two Kashas. I asked, "What's Pshat that Sarah is so down on Hagar? Goresh Yisrael Ma'azoy, get rid of her, get rid of her. Everything, get rid of it." And the way they got rid of it, do you realize what the Rabban Hashem did? How he got rid of Yishmael? The Rabban Hashem told, Avraham Avinu was from the wealthiest people in the world. Avraham Avinu was a Gvir Adir. Okay? Soin, Bokor, Eved, Veshivcha, whatever you want, Avraham was very rich. So Avram already has to send away his wife and his kid. Right? If you are Avram Avinu, you're sending away your kid. You have to. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, okay, you have to send away your kid. You take out your wallet and you give him a platinum American Express card. Right? You're Avram Avinu. You can afford it. Even without the mileage, getting back the points for the mileage. Avram Avinu. Avram could have sent Yishmael with enough sustenance to survive for him at Seif Kol HaYomim. What does he give him? He gives him a thermos. Here. Here's a 16-ounce curling purified water. Here. Vashtei Tzach. They went into the desert. Vayichlu Amayim and Achemas. And Yishmael was deathly ill. So that's also a plea. That's what Avram does. And the answer is that Avram understood from Hashem that he's not supposed to keep any connection to Yishmael. Because Sarah didn't say, make a suit as Preda. She said, Goresh esol mazo izvezbino. Throw her out. Didn't say, you know, let's make a nice goodbye party. Let's settle them in somewhere. Let's find them a nice villa in the Bahamas. There's a lot of things you could do. No. No cell phones, Goresh, just Goresh. Gone. Nothing. Pshat. Hashem told Avram, Kol Asher Omos, everything that Sarah told you, Shema B'Koyla, including Goresh. Hashem told Avram, I don't want any connection to Hagar and Yishmael. No connection here. Cut off ties. If you start giving them money and you start this, you're keeping up a connection. No connection. It's over. Creases. Ah! Cut off. What was Hagar missing? This is what I was asking. What was Hagar missing? That she was so despicable in a certain way that she had to be thrown out like that. And look at her son. I mean, Yishmael, look what we suffer today from Yishmael. That's why the Malachim didn't want to keep him around. Okay, let's think about all the tzatzkalach that came from Yishmael. Hamas, Hezbollah, Gevaldik, Assad, all the tzaddikim, all came from Yishmael. All of these Rishayim, Aruim, Yimach, Shimon, Vezichrom, they all came from him. That's why the Malachim didn't want. The Malachim said, let him die. He's dying, let him die. Baruch Hashem said, no, right now, by Shavu Yishom, whatever. Right? The Baruch Hashem wanted to get rid of Yishmael then and there. The Malachim wanted to get rid of Yishmael then and there. You think about it. Hagar was a good lady. Hagar gave up the palace of Egypt. She was a Bas Malachim. She was a daughter to King Mubarak. She left it all to become engaged in Avram Avinu's house, to be a maid in Avram's house. What was so bad about her? She's so bad. She's so terrible. What's so terrible about her? But I'm proving that she's terrible. The way she got thrown out, and look at her kid, look at her tzatzkala. Her tzatzkala definitely didn't take over from the father's side. He doesn't have midas of Avram Avinu. He obviously took over the mother's side. And Sarah saw this. Sarah said it. She saw the whole problem. And Hashem agreed with Sarah. Hashem said Sarah is right. So clearly, Hagar had a major component missing. Even though she seemed to be somewhat of a convert. But she obviously had. Now, I'll prove to you another right that she had terrible midas. I'll prove it to you. She had terrible midas. She came into Avram Avinu's tent, sach hakol, as a shifcha. Not only a shifcha, according to some of the Rishonim, she was Sarah's shifcha, not Avram's shifcha. The Or Chaim HaKadosh deals with that. Who says that even Avram had rights over Hagar? Sora says, Anoichi nasati shivchosi. I gave you my shivcha. It's my shivcha. He deals with a shivcha maluk who has the right to be meshachar. You know, if you want to go to lomdus, we can have a good time now. We'll talk about the lomdus of it. But we're not talking lomdus now. We're talking just to understand. But I want to bring out a point that maybe you didn't think about. Maybe you didn't think about. But when I tell it to you, you'll realize what a chutzpah. What a chutzpah this is. Sarah Imenu, Sacha Kol, promoted Hagar from a maid, from a slave in the house, to the Rebbetzin. She gave her the biggest promotion, Avraham Avinu. She gave her a crack, Avraham Avinu. That's unbelievable. That's the greatest gift. Shaykh. Not only did she end up giving her a gift, Avram Avinu, Hagar gets impregnated by Avram. She has a child from Avram Avinu. You know what that is, to have a child from Avram Avinu? People give away 20 lives to have a child from Avram Avinu. She has Ishmael. First state in Pasuk. If you were Hagar, what would you do? If you were giving Sarah till now 16 hours a day of work, you'd give her 22 and a half hours a day of work. And you'll sleep for an hour and a half and you'll manage, somehow you'll make things work for you. This is a woman that gave you her husband and you had a child now from Avraham Avinu. So what happened? Vatege ki oroso vatekal gevirto beinea. She became pregnant. That's it. She treated Sarah like she's an oisvarf. Instead of her feeling, wow, Sarah gave me Avraham Avinu, number one. Number two, now I'm pregnant with a child. I owe her a korsat oiv. No, she used it against Sarah. She said, Ishazu ain't toicha kabara. She's not such a formal lady. Because if she was so good, she would have been pregnant already. Look at me. I Avraham Avinu, I'm together with Avraham, boom, I become pregnant. What happened to Sarah? Obviously, she's not such a great person. So, she takes the greatest gift that Sarah Imenu gave her, and she what? She uses it against Sarah. Instead of having a Koras HaToiva and being thankful and indebted to Sarah, she uses it against her. That shows to you how fakrumt, how bad her midas were. But what's pshat? She came to Avraham Avinu's oil. She gave up malchus. What's pshat? So tomorrow we'll get to mitzvah shem. What's pshat?